joining us to discuss the offseason in the NFL and officially kick off the 2016 season. Pleased to be joined by Ben Fisher from TSN.ca. Ben, welcome to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Well, there's NFL to talk about, so I'm in a fantastic mood. Let's start with Josh Gordon. The NFL has reinstated Josh Gordon and then suspended him for four games. So this whole situation has been really long and drawn out with Gordon and the NFL. Are you surprised that they reinstated him?
I was a little bit. You heard kind of rumors here and there in the offseason, and also his a little worrying friendship with Johnny Manziel. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that he's back. He's one of the best receivers, or at least he was. And I hope he gets back there, especially for long-suffering Browns fans to have something to cheer for.
Do you think it's possible for him to get back at the level he was? Because he hasn't played since 2014. He missed a whole season. You can work out, you can practice as much as you possibly want. But unless you're out on the field actually getting reps, it might be might have some rust. Do you think he can get back to the level he was at before he was suspended?
Yeah, I think it'll be tough, but he's still young enough, so I think he can do it. I hope so. He's definitely not in the best environment to hit maximum performance, but he was there earlier too and looked pretty good. So I do think he can come back, maybe not be a top five receiver, but I think he can be up there.
I've stopped trying to make sense of the NFL suspensions because really they seem to change day and night. Tom Brady's going to miss the first four games as well as Josh Gordon. I believe, though, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Gordon can participate in practice and with his teammates, but Tom Brady cannot. Is that true?
Yeah, that's one I didn't really understand either.
Like, that really makes no sense. Like, why is Tom Brady not allowed? Is it something to do with the performance enhancing or the marijuana, or is it just Roger Goodell being Roger Goodell and no one's really going to stop him?
I think, yeah, probably the latter. It's my understanding that Gordon is really the only one that is getting this privilege to be with the team. I know other guys on drug or substance abuse violations like Alden Smith, he's away from the Raiders the entire time. So I'm not sure why or how Gordon got this exemption, but your guess is as good as mine and as good as Roger Goodell's, I guess.
The NFL will always keep us guessing as we're joined by Ben Fisher from TSN.ca. Let's recap some of the offseason moves in the NFL this season. Ben, who would you say had the best offseason? Who improved their team the most?
You know what? I hate to say it because I'm a big Raiders fan, but I really think they took leaps and bounds this season. And I'm reading all these flowery articles that kind of scare me. But looking at every team, I think the Raiders have really gone from a team a couple years ago that were a laughingstock to a team that really could take the AFC West this year.
And that AFC really does make you scratch head. Do you think the Broncos, like, it could be the Raiders, but it could be the Denver Broncos. Of course, they're the defending Super Bowl champion. So what do you make of that AFC West and some of the moves that have been made within that division, not just on the Oakland Raiders?
Sure. I still love the Broncos defense, although they did lose a few guys. I'm finding it hard to get excited about a team that will be quarterbacked by, Mark Sanchez or Paxton Lynch. And I think that's going to, that's really going to affect Demaryius Thomas, who's one of the best receivers in the league when he has a decent quarterback. And also their running game. I think C.J. Anderson benefited a lot over the years from a lot of, people playing against the pass. So I think Denver's defense is really going to take a hit, and they could be in trouble to hold on to that division title.
The Broncos can't possibly head into the regular season with Mark Sanchez as their number one quarterback, can they?
Well, it's either him or the third stringer, Simeon, it seems like. So, I mean, the story is the Jets not giving Ryan Fitzpatrick any money. I don't know why Denver's not swooping in there and offering him a little something, or for that matter, another team. I thought Fitzpatrick was at least serviceable last year, and he's seems to be the New York Jets or no one else for him.
Well, that's why I was going to get to that later on, but you're perfect at transition. Is week one for the New York Jets, they take on the Cincinnati Bengals at home. Who's going to be throwing that first pick six? Is it going to be Geno Smith or Ryan Fitzpatrick?
You got to think they cave and give Fitzpatrick what he wants. I mean,
is he worth what he wants?
Well, that's true. He doesn't have a lot of leverage because no one else seems to be calling. So, once they're reminded just how bad Geno Smith is in the first practice or first preseason game, maybe both sides come to a compromise. But, I still think Fitzpatrick ends up in New York and is at least a slightly better option than Geno Smith.
If we're being optimistic, do you think there's a chance that Geno Smith improved by having essentially an entire season on the sidelines? I believe he got into one game, but do you think there's a chance that he took that year to really watch what that offense is doing, maybe learn a thing or two? Or is you can't teach an old dog new tricks? I know he's still young, but is there a chance that he improved this offseason?
Sure. You know what? I never trust those quarterbacks. The ones that flame out early, the guys like E.J. Manuel, where they spill the same rhetoric. We're going to put him on the bench. He's going to learn a bit. And, I like to give guys some time to grow, but you either have it or you don't. And I think Geno Smith, he just doesn't have it.
What's going to happen in that AFC East? Tom Brady's going to miss the first four games. The Jets still don't really have a starting quarterback. The Bills under Rex Ryan are just kind of the Bills, and the Dolphins made a couple moves. So first, let's start with the New England Patriots. How many games will Jimmy Garoppolo win in those first four?
I think he'll get at least two.
Yeah.
He's someone who, I mean, when you're learning from Tom Brady and Bill Belichick for a couple of years, I think you're probably at least a serviceable spot starter. And you know, they had the Matt Castle year where they were just fine. So, I'm not worried about the Patriots. And more so, they could probably lose all four and still probably
still
take
that division.
Yeah,
that division has been pretty much the same. They've won it seven straight years with the Dolphins winning. They've owned that division this millennium, and it's not even been close. Looking at the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Jets, which one of those three teams could maybe give the Patriots a run for the money atop the AFC East, if any?
The Dolphins have talent, and I just wish they could figure it out. They're one of those teams that, the ownership sets the tone, and it's not good ownership, but... Ryan Tannehill, a couple years ago, looked like he could develop into a pretty decent quarterback. Last year was definitely a hit. So I think the Dolphins have a shot. And I also think the Bills, they're never going to quite break through, it seems like. But with Tyrod Taylor, he's not a bad quarterback. So if anybody's going to challenge him, I think it would be sort of that cluster at the top that Miami, Buffalo, and New England probably breaking through with a win or two more. At the very least.
Joined by Ben Fisher from TSN.ca. The NFL officially kicks off in the regular season September 8th when the Broncos are home to the Carolina Panthers. The Green Bay Packers, they reported to camp yesterday. Jordy Nelson missed a lot of the 2015 season. He is back. What do you make of the Packers? Is really, since Aaron Rodgers has taken the helm of that team, they've been fairly consistent, either finishing first or second in that NFC North. What do you make of some of the offseason move the Packers have made? And is really, could you look at Jordy Nelson as kind of an off-season acquisition, as they didn't have him a lot last season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Aaron Rodgers probably certainly thinks so. I didn't love the Packers off-season, but I haven't loved it for a couple of years. And, I think Ted Thompson, is still getting by on a lot of his pass moves, but I haven't seen a ton from him to get super excited about. That said, outside of Minnesota, they're probably still a situation similar to New England, where they're probably going to cakewalk to that division. I challenge them a little bit, but they'll find their way back into the playoffs.
Ben, I asked you who you thought had the best offseason. On the flip side, which team do you think had the worst offseason? Which team took a couple steps back?
Wow, Dallas certainly has to be there after another blow with Randy Gregory. Rolando McClain was there. Certainly getting Tony Romo back helps, but I would put them in the mix for a team that's reeling a little bit. Other teams, I thought staying in the NFC East, I thought the New York Giants had a bit of an underwhelming offseason as well, and I don't love their head coaching change. So there's a few there that we'll see how they do.
J.J. Watt of the Houston Texans is going to start training camp on the PUP list. According to reports, he should be ready to go by week one. Of course, the Texans are the defending AFC South champions, but to me, they're not really flashy. Ben, what do you make of the Houston Texans? Can they make steps forward this year, or are they just a team that has a couple really good pieces on offense? I know DeAndre Hopkins had a couple big games, but what do you make of the Houston Texans?
Yeah, I think they'll go as Brock Osweiler goes.
Yeah.
I think he's definitely good enough to get them sort of where they were last year, a division champion by circumstance. But to beat a fully healthy Indianapolis, I think Osweiler has to be at least pretty good. And I think he will be. So I think Houston can definitely win that division again. And yeah, once Watt gets back in action, their defense is definitely one of the best in the league.
One of the most interesting divisions every single year is they haven't had a repeat champion since the Eagles back in 03, 04. But that NFC East, one year it could be the Cowboys, could be the Eagles, could be Washington. Today, Washington was dealt a huge blow as a Junior Gallette's going to miss a lot of next season dealing with an injury. That NFC East, Ben, what do you make of that? Is there one team that you think has the slight advantage heading into week one?
I will give it to Washington probably still, just because I think I like Kirk Cousins a little better than Tony Romo that I can't really trust, and an Eli Manning that I don't really trust for other reasons, just turnovers and whatnot. Yeah. So I was impressed with Kirk Cousins last year. They got by without Gallette last year as well, so I think they can, that's probably a 9 or 10 win division champion, so it'll be a cluster at the end of the year, but I'm giving it to Washington in a close one.
Get you out here on this one, Ben. Super Bowl 50 saw the Broncos defeat the Carolina Panthers. They kick off the NFL season in week one. Between the Panthers or the Broncos, which team has the better chance of getting back to Super Bowl 51?
I certainly think it's probably the Panthers at this point. They've still got the reigning MVP. They lost Josh Norman, but I think he might turn out to be one of those contract year performers. And Cam Newton's getting some weapons back on offense, mm-hmm. too, so he won't be thrown to guys like Ted Ginn and whoever else. So I think Carolina will be one of the better teams in the NFC and definitely a little bit better than Denver this year.
Ben, we're looking forward to it. Just a few weeks away, officially kicks off on September 8th between the Broncos and the Panthers. And then Sunday, September 11th, week one really ramps up with a whole lot of coverage. Ben, I appreciate your time. Thanks for this. And we'll chat as we get closer to the NFL season.
You bet. Thank you.
Ben Fisher from TSN.ca.